guys, Rick and Duke. Welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. So this one here, we're going to talk about fostering a dog. So first and foremost, got to apologize for being a little bit behind getting content out there. Kind of falls right into this episode as far as fostering the dog because we ended up picking up Micah up. Rescue German Shepherd, you know, and yeah, man, having that little guy will sit there and throw your schedule off a little bit and add some more time to your day that if you haven't typically planned for, you know, will add to. So anyway, let me jump right into things, guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for giving us your most precious commodity, your time. Do me a huge favor, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating review, help us bump up this algorithm. Our goal, you know, shooting for the top 1% of all those podcasts, and we couldn't do it without your support. So biggest way with that is, you know, share the shows, hit that subscribe button, rating reviews, all that other good stuff. Greatly be appreciated. Don't forget, guys, check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. We have the OTR training on demand on both of our homepages right there in the front. Hit that, check that stuff out. And don't forget, hit the industry partners page, check out all of our different industry partners. You know, check out the different coupon codes, everything else, and save yourself a boatload of cash. Don't forget, guys, you know, we've got the Patreon site as well. So numerous different ways that you guys can support the show. And really, from me to you, thank you for all your support. It means more than you know. So kind of jumping right in, let's talk about, you know, the whole fostering dogs, getting a new dog, kind of all that other piece. So here's the thing. For those of you new to the show, first of all, you're going, who's this Duke character? So Duco was my combat assault dog. I retired him out of the military. I lost him to osteosarcoma July 5th, 2021. And let's think about it. Here it is, you know, almost a year later. And we had a chance to, all we were doing was just a transport, right? That's when you look at how God kind of puts things in your path, you know, hey man, just take this dog from point A to point B. You're here kind of going there. And yeah, man, sounded like, you know, an easy plan. And next thing you know, here's me and mama looking at each other going, what do you think? And it's like, yeah, you know, I think we'll just hang on to this little guy. So, you know, the thing is when you're either fostering a dog, getting a dog, rescuing a dog, whatever you want to look at, you know, what you don't know is kind of all the behind the scenes. Yeah, if you end up, you know, getting a puppy, you know, you kind of start from scratch. But again, you've got puppy things you've got to deal with. You know, those nighttime potty breaks, you know, because again, please, guys, do not put the pee pads down because all you're doing is just training your dog to pee in the house. Again, it's like having a kid, right? You got to get up, you got to go out, you got to kind of get him outside, praise him for using the bathroom outside and all that stuff, and do that potty training stuff when you're looking at a puppy. But with the puppy, it's like having a fresh slate. You know, for the most part, you're sitting there, you can be the artist and work that obedience in that dog and commands and however you want to shape that dog. The thing is, when either you know, rescue a dog, foster a dog, anything like that, you just don't always know what you're getting. So you don't know, hey man, was that dog basically chained off to an engine block and starved and he had to try to scavenge? Was he just a free roamer that was trying to live on his own and survive that had nobody taking care of him? Been locked up in the pound for who knows how long or a no-kill shelter and really didn't get out to exercise, you know, all kinds of different things you have to look at. But I will tell you from my standpoint, here was the pro with that. At least allowed me, because again, if you guys kind of know my history, Duco, he's my Achilles heel. That loss is still something that I will deal with for the rest of my life. I mean, it was like a part of me, was gone when I lost him. So the opportunity that was kind of thrown in front of me to, you know, pick up Mike and bring him to the house was definitely awesome, because now it kind of showed, hey man, you know, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to get another dog. And here's the thing, you know, in my case, and again, I'll just speak speak for me, Duco can never be replaced, nor that wasn't the intent. Do I enjoy dogs? 100%. Do I enjoy training dogs? I do. But understand, you can't, it just so happened, right, that he was a Black German Shepherd. Probably wouldn't go out there and look for a brindled Dutch Shepherd, because again, you're not trying to compare. They're apples and oranges. So in my case, Duco's Duco, right? Duco will always be the gold standard, in my opinion. I'm alive because of that dog. I mean, there's so much history we have together that there's no, I will never be in another situation having a dog to even remotely do some of the things that me and Duke did. But that's okay, because the point being is, whatever your reason for getting this dog, you know, you want a companion, you want to sit there and train it, you want to do whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, that's your choice for why you're getting this animal. However, you've got to make sure it's kind of the right fit for you and the family. And that's the key part. You've got to look at your lifestyles. You got to kind of look at the dog, his temperament, his personality. Does it fit in for what you guys are looking to do? Do you got little kids around? So, you know, if you're going to get this rambunctious one-year-old beast, you know, is he plowing into everything? Does he not know his own speed, his own direction, knocking stuff over, knocking little kids over, you know, all this different stuff. Is he a scavenger that's just looking for anything, digging in the trash, you know, digging out in the backyard because he smells something? I mean, it's so many different things that go on. And then you got to sit there and go, okay, cool. Do you have the time and discipline, and the keyword being the discipline, to put into this animal? And I think a lot of people that get dogs, especially on the working breed side, they don't sit down with themselves and they don't sit there and go, okay, what is it going to take, or how much time do I need to devote to this animal? So you got to think, you know, whether it's your shepherds, your Mallies, your whatever breed you're looking at, you got to work those guys, right? They just can't sit dormant. You can't stick them in a box for 15 plus hours a day. I mean, it's not going to work out. It's going to be catastrophic for you. So you got to sit there and go, all right, how am I exercising this guy in the morning? And again, there's some timing things that need to happen. So you have to think, well, typically most people are doing a morning and an evening feed. All right. Well, if I go out and work them in the morning, man, I got to wait a little bit before I feed them, because what you don't want is you don't want your dog to get bloat. So in essence, let's say you go out, run a couple miles with them, come right back. Oh, we're running late for work. I go jump in the shower. You throw a bowl of food down. He's still all hot, panting. Now he's sucking that food down. And then next, you know, what ends up happening with bloat is basically their stomach turns, so their intestines lock off. And then their stomach starts to expand. I mean, it's a catastrophic animal emergency that they need immediate surgery to get that fixed. You know, in Duco's case, we ended up, he had a gastropexy. So in essence, his stomach was attached to him, so he wouldn't get that turn or that bloat. And again, it was just a preventative. Am I saying you have to? That's just something to think about, right? But you can't let your schedule trying to do the right things. Hey, go run them. Hey, slap some food down. Then you throw them in the box. Then you take off out the door. Now you come back to a dead dog because he ended up bloating in the kennel. Unbeknownst, just because you weren't giving him the proper amount of time to take that break between his exercise and feeding him. No different at nighttime. You know, hey, come back home from work, whether you opt to, you know, feed him, wait, you know, feed him, go exercise, do whatever. I mean, you've got to look at your schedule. But a lot of people don't address the bloat issue in these working dogs. And I think it's a key critical component that you have to understand. Hey, man, you're the dog's advocate, right? I don't want to cause him any more added dramas. And there's been plenty of cases of bloat that's happened with people and their dogs. So just, you got to be aware of that. Can you sit there and take the time and actually train this guy so you can have some obedience with him? you just don't want this beast rolling around your house with no idea what's going on. Got no ideas for commands. And the thing is, it takes time. They're just not going to do it. You know, one session, boom, you think you've got it trained. No way, man. It takes time. Some things they'll pick up quicker than others. Some it takes a little longer. But there has to be, in the back of your mind before you go down this road, time that you sit there and go, all right, do I have an added hour and a half a day, 2 hours a day? I mean, it all depends on your schedule. All depends what you're looking to do. You know, if you're getting that puppy, am I willing to sacrifice my sleep to, hey, set the alarm every couple hours, take him out and make sure you give him a break, you know? So just all kinds of things to think about. But at the end of the day, to me, it's a great thing. You know, having a dog, absolutely fantastic. You know, if I've got my preferences, yeah, I prefer the working type, you know, breed. I do. You know, your Shepherds, your Malleys, your stuff like that. I enjoy working with them. Do I have to do bite work with them? I don't. Would I don't know. You know, it's one of those, again, for me, I wouldn't want to try to go down roads of similarities. Because again, it's still kind of raw, it's still kind of fresh, and we're still kind of figuring out all what's going on. But I just say that, you know, I just, with kind of what we had going on, I just wanted to give you guys some food for thought. You know, can you become, you know, a foster parent where you're just kind of hanging out with dogs for a little bit and maybe work them a little bit so that now, hey, you've got that dog in your life, but he's not permanently your dog. I mean, you could do that. Give you a chance to, you know, if you want to foster, sit there and go, hey, does this dog fit our family and our lifestyle? You know, if not, you know, you're not attached to it, and worse yet, you're just not getting a dog and then turn around and having to do an owner surrender and take him back down. Because again, especially with the working breeds, man, everyone always go, man, should I do this? Should I do that? It's like, I don't know. Does it fit your schedule? Does it fit whatever? Are you going to leave him out during the day, not work him? And then next thing you know, you come back and you got no couch, you got no drywall, or something's tore up or destroyed. And you're like, man, I didn't see that coming. Well, again, it's just doing that research on there. So that's kind of your War Hog words of wisdom. As far as, you know, fostering a dog. Highly recommend it. Kind of test drive. It's almost like doing a test drive for a car, you know, but you're test driving your dog and seeing if that's going to fit your lifestyle and what you got going on. Highly recommend it. Especially if, you know, you've kind of lost a dog and you're, hey, are we at that point to get one? Cause the worst thing you'd want to do is go out and get a dog and then all of a sudden go, I don't know if I'm quite ready for it. It brings up too much emotions or whatever the case may be. So, I'm just kind of food for thought with that one. But do me a favor, guys. Go check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Sign up for our newsletter. I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to let cats out of the bag yet. We've got some exciting stuff coming up on the horizon that you're not going to want to miss out. And I'm going to tell you straight up. Yes, I'm a wee bit behind on my newsletters. But I will tell you this. Some good news we've got coming up. And I'm going to let the people in the newsletter know, right? It's just that easy because they've taken the time, go to the website, sign up for it. And I just want to give them first jab. So that's kind of, you know, why I like to do that. And again, social's great, but I could end up getting zucked tomorrow. And then next, you know, I got nothing. So just food for thought on that one, guys. Again, hit that subscribe button, that like button, rating, review, all that other good stuff. Because that's what all this stuff is, all AI based, right? So they're going to look at, hey, man, somebody give you a review. Yep. Thumbs up emoji. They give you 5 stars. Yep. They subscribe to your stuff. All that stuff. You know, tell your friends, tell your family, tell the guy you're across from pumping gas. Hey, man, you've heard of On the Range podcast. Go check them out. And then don't forget, we've also got with, Dr. Jason Piccolo from the Protectors podcast, you know, we've got the reality check. So it's kind of the three of us, me, Mark, and Jason, you know, doing kind of a collab, two podcasts coming together for something a little bit different and just talking things to better educate you guys out there. So guys, I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate your time. Again, it's your most precious commodity And I appreciate you giving me that time to sit there and listen to what I got to say. In closing, don't forget your accountability check. Yeah, you thought I forgot it. Nope, I didn't. You worked out today, dry fired, done your good deed. What are you grateful for? You know, again, if you're listening to this on whatever day it is, that's the key word, it's day. Don't wait till tomorrow to do that stuff. Do it today. So in closing, guys, God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops. God bless the United States of America. Rick and Duco out.